My name is Jonathan Rhodes, and I am 17 years old. Today is November 26th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Betty Ann Coble Emmert, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Gastonia, North Carolina. So our first question is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
I was born June 22nd, 1941, in Chico, Texas, in the home. And I had an older sister then, who was 20 months older than me, Carolyn. And later had a brother. He's 5 years younger than me. And we lived in Chico, Texas, out in the country. And had, as far as I know, a fun childhood with two loving parents. My mom stayed home. My dad worked at the rock crusher plant, which was the main source of employment in Chico, Texas. In North Texas, it was a small town of about 200 people in Wise County, Texas. And we just played and had fun. And when I was 2 years old, we moved to Fort Worth. So my father could get a better job. He worked for a defense plant. There was an Air Force plant. It was the war. The war was going on, World War II. And he worked at a defense plant called Convair at the time. Right, and it was right next to Carswell Air Force Base. And my mother did not like living in the city. We had a new house. She didn't like living in the city because it was wartime, and she didn't like they were both raised in the country and always had gardens and had jobs to boot, and mother couldn't wait to get out of Fort Worth, and we moved to Colleyville, Texas, which is right in between Fort Worth and Dallas, and we had got some land.
When did you move to Colleyville?
1946.
So you were five years old?
Yes, so my sister could start first grade. Didn't have kindergarten in those days. And my brother was born in 1945 when we lived in Fort Worth. And so he and I were the two children at home. And we went to school at Pleasant Run School, which was half a mile down the road, and we always walked to school.
What was your first grade like in school?
Oh, it was fun. I loved school. I always loved school. And it was just a grade school. It was as far as it went. It went from first grade to eighth grade. And when you got into high school, you had to transfer to Grapevine.
How many people were in your school?
Probably about 200 for all of the eighth grades, I would say. And I liked school. Very much. We always took our lunch to school. We thought it was a treat to eat in the lunchroom because they had cooks there and they cooked homemade food every day. But my mother was always very conservative, and so we took our lunch, really for monetary reasons.
And so I know the polio epidemic was spreading during this time. Did this affect your family at all?
Oh, yes, very much. My mother was scared of the polio, and she wanted us out of the big city. She didn't really know exactly how you got it. Nobody did at that time. And that was the main reason, one of the main reasons that we moved out of Fort Worth and got back into the country. She thought it would be a cleaner, more wholesome life.
What was your favorite part during your school years?
I loved going to school. It was fun to have something to do because we just played at home and did our own thing. We were kept close to home and didn't have a big social life aside from school and church. And I loved school. I loved everything about school. I was very progressive, very smart in all my classes. And I was a big tomboy and played sports.
What was your favorite sport?
We played softball. Basically, that was it. Softball. I rode bicycles like crazy. whenever we're on bicycles. And my childhood was a good time, too. And we lived in a good place in Colleyville, Texas, because parents didn't worry about their kids and stranger danger and things like that. We'd go bicycle riding for 2 or 3 hours all over the around, and we had a lot of fun. I never had any problem. Never was approached by anybody or anything, except my mother always said, "Don't take a ride from a stranger." Just walk home from school. Do not ride with a stranger. And then when I was in the eighth grade, we transferred to Grapevine High because didn't have a high school in Pleasant Run.
What grades were high school?
High school was freshman through senior, which was 9th through 12th. Loved high school. Played basketball. Was on the basketball team. And I was a majorette. Loved that, too. I always loved showing off. And I always had a lot of friends. I had as many guy friends as I did girlfriends. And went to church all the time. And my sister and I sang. We would sing at specials, at weddings and funerals, and et cetera. When we were very young, we harmonized. And I always said that when the church doors were open, we were in it. My mother and daddy both were church workers. And anyway, I loved school, and I was always very good in type, all the business classes, and typing, shorthand, spelling, English, you name it. I went to all kinds of interscholastic league tryout or contests and won a lot. And anyway, and when I graduated, I was a good athlete, and when I graduated, I got the athletic award for the girls. This was way back in 1959, and the boy who got the athletic award got a college scholarship, and the girl got a necklace, a 14-karat gold necklace, so that was what I got. But I went to school anyway. I went to college anyway.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Arlington State College, which is now part of the University of Texas system in Arlington, Texas. It's now called UT at Arlington.
When did you first learn to drive?
I drove when I was 12 years old. Could drive a pickup, learned how to drive a stick shift. And I guess my mother taught me how to drive. And I can remember driving to go get my little brother from Cub Scouts, which was about 5 or 6 miles away, and there were no brakes at this time on the pickup, and I was kind of afraid to do it. I was 12, and my mother said, "Gear down, gear down." I can't imagine letting my own child do that today, but I mean, we made it without any, no problem, but that was all. It was a pickup.
Were there a lot of vehicles on the road?
No, not as many. We lived out in the country. No. We did have to cross a busy highway, though. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about your grandparents?
My mom and pop, Coble, lived in Chico, and so did my mamaw and papaw, Wester. And I dearly loved my mamaw. She was so sweet. We'd always raid her. I had cousins who lived right there. Actually, sometimes they lived with Mamaw, their family. And we just loved Mamaw. She was so sweet to us. And I had cousins that lived there, both sides, maternal and paternal cousins. And Carolyn and I were the only girls of about 8 cousins. The rest of them were boys. So.
Do you have any interesting stories about your grandparents?
Yes. My maternal grandparents married and were from Alabama. They married and from Gadsden and Red Mountain. And they came in a covered wagon in 1910 to East Texas, and I think Mamaw's several of her sisters also came, but she had my Uncle Arlen was actually about 2 years old, and he remembers riding in the, he told us about riding in the covered wagon from Alabama to East Texas. And then my paternal grandparents, they were quite interesting. All of my grandparents were born in the late 1800s. And my paternal grandfather actually rode for the Pony Express when he was a teenager. And his brothers were cowboys, and they worked for Burke Burnett in Texas, who owned a huge ranch. And they were rough and ready. They came over from North Carolina, and they were all born in North Carolina. And very interesting about, my mama told me some stories about the Civil War. Her older sister told her that about how they would hide under the floor when Sherman came through, and how the Union soldiers stole everything they had to eat or anything. If there was something they didn't want them to get, they put it under the floor so that they wouldn't get it. And she was very superstitious, and both sets of my grandparents were very superstitious about this or that. Mama could tell me some ghost stories, and anyway, they both were superstitious.
What were your parents' names?
My parents' names were Claude Foster Coble, and my mother was Emma Frances Wester, and my grandparents were Lily Mae Owen. She's kin to the family of Alabama, the singers Owen, and my grandfather was
Hans Berry.
Hans Berry
Wester.
Wester, yeah. He's got another name too. He's got three names. I forgot.
James Hans Berry
Wester, yeah. And then my dad's parents were David Emmett Coble, and he came from North Carolina over here. And his wife, my grandmother, was Esta Lee Maud Pascal.
What was it like living on a farm?
It was fun. My dad always worked at a defense plant in Fort Worth, and so he got up every morning very early, and he would leave for work at like 5:30 in the morning and drove the 45 minutes to an hour to work. And then when he came home, then we had acreage, and we had pigs, goats, cattle, chickens, and various and assorted things that they... Start again?
Started.
Stop it. And we always had chores to do with the animals. The chickens were my responsibility. We had a chicken house, and I had to gather the eggs and clean the chicken house up. And then we had a horse also that I've actually seen my dad use to hoe the garden up. We had a garden, and we grew all our vegetables. My mother canned and froze, but mostly canned back then. And my dad always came home and started work, and he did all his own work on his cars, and he worked outside and did all the labor outside that we had to do to take care of the animals. And we churned butter from the cows, and we milked the cows, which I wasn't very good at.
So what kind of animals did you have?
We had chickens, horses, cows. My dad had goats sometimes. We had pigs. And anyway, mother, fixed all of the food out of the garden. She canned it. We all had to shell peas and stuff like that. And we also had to work in the garden, which I didn't like. We had to hoe. And it seems like when we moved out there, the garden was full of rocks. But anyway, we all of us had to work like that, all of us kids. And then we also had chores in the house. And my sister and I, we didn't have a dishwasher like everybody else. They didn't either. None of us had dishwashers. And mother used to hang the clothes out. She had a washing machine always, but she didn't always have a dryer. We hung the clothes out on the line. And and we always had housework to do. We had to mop and fold clothes and clean the bathrooms and
TV. Did y'all have a radio or a television when you were younger?
We had radio. We used to sit and listen to the radio, especially at night, because we were outside all day in the summer, spring, and fall. And we did not have central air or heat. And so we heated with the butane heaters. And we turned them off at night because people were afraid of the fumes, I guess. So we froze in the wintertime. I always slept with my sister, Carolyn. So, you know, we kind of stayed warm that way. I shared a bedroom with her till she married when she was 17. And we didn't have no air conditioning. In Texas, we had fans, just oscillating fans. And we'd burn up in the summer and freeze in the winter. And we had, we listened to the radio mostly at night. We'd sit out in the, we had a screened-in porch, and it was fun to listen to the shows and the suspense shows. And, we loved it. Then when I was in the fifth grade, we got a TV, black and white TV. We weren't the first in the neighborhood to have one. So other people got one before we did. My parents were very conservative. And so then we, of course, fell in love with TV and would watch TV whenever we could.
How many TV channels were there?
Oh, probably three, four. There was no such thing as cable or any of that good stuff, yeah. And we didn't have a telephone for a long time. And when we did have a telephone, it was a party line. So you could pick up the phone and you could hear somebody talking, so you would politely hang up. And sometimes you knew when somebody was actually listening in, and when you were talking to somebody, especially your boyfriend, and you'd say, "Please hang up so I can talk to my boyfriend," stuff like that. But there was really no privacy in that cases. But we played outside all the time when I was a kid and did stuff at home. And like I said, we had a very limited social life.
What was your first job like?
I went to work when I was 19, and I had 2 years of college behind me, and I got this job in the summer, and I loved it. I went to work for the government in Fort Worth at the Federal Center, and I loved making my own money. And actually, the Cuban crisis with JFK was going on during that time, and I was so calm under pressure that they picked me to be one of the people that they would, if they were to send a bomb from Cuba, that I would be one of the people picked as a secretary to go down and work in the underground in Texas. And of course, they have to do background checks on you and stuff like that. And anyway, I remember telling my parents one night when I came in and told them that, and they were kind of shocked. My father wasn't, because he worked in a defense plant. But anyway, I worked for the government and went to school at night at college, driving back and forth to Arlington. And I worked in Fort Worth and lived in Fort Worth with some girls. And I went to school for like 3 years at night, for about three or four nights a week. And then I met Oliver Emmert, and we fell in love, and we got married in 1963. And then 9 months after that, we got transferred. He got transferred to Denver, Colorado, as a salesperson. And he was a traveling salesperson, and he was very good at his job, very hardworking. And I stayed at home when I worked till Michelle was born. She was born in 1965.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for the family I have, and I'm grateful that I live in a free country. I'm grateful that my parents raised me to respect others and to love thy neighbor as thyself. I was raised as a Christian in the Baptist faith. In fact, I was baptized when I was 9 years old. And I'm very thankful for that, and my friends, and for the family that we have, and the love that we have, and the respect that we have for it. And I love my grandchildren.
How has the world changed throughout your life?
The world has changed a lot. I'm 76 years old, and all the material things are much better. We have nice homes. Of course, every generation wants to have a nicer future, and for their children and for themselves. And I was always taught that you work and you earn these things, and then you want to have a better life for yourself. And a lot of things have changed. Cars and the costs of things. The first car I bought cost $3,000. The first home we bought in Denver, Colorado, cost $18,000. And but most of the changes have been better. More creature comforts. The dollar's worth a lot less than it was. You know, when I first started to work, I had a better job than most of my contemporaries. I made $4 an hour at General Services Administration. And when I married Oliver, he made the same thing. And we did start our own business.
How much was a candy bar in this time?
When I was growing up, a Coke was a nickel, and they only had glass bottles. And a candy bar was probably a nickel or a dime. I used to get 10 cents a week.
Paid?
You call it 10 cents a week allowance for my parents. And you could buy penny candy, and a comic book was a nickel or a dime. Yeah. And, you know, things, I would say that generally the dollar, it's worth five times what it was. Or things are five times more expensive than they were when I was younger.
And so this is the end of our interview. Thank you for listening, and it is November 26th, 2017. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.